abi awate abi black power man. Me abi awate abi black power man. Me abi awate abi black power man. Me abi awate abi black power man. I am a real African, a real African. I am a real African, a real African. I am a real.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode, this could be 9, of my podcast, and it's 3 Asians in a row.
Wait.
After last edition of Fear Around Planet, and three comedians in a row.
Nice.
Amrik Virk's here, everyone.
Alright, Nat. Wait. Go on. We can't hear the beginning of the podcast. Because I don't want to spoil the magic, but you do the editing and then put that song at the beginning, don't you? Yeah. There goes, Mia Biawate.
Yeah.
Little story into my life. When I hear your podcast, I sing along to it.
Yeah.
But I change the lyrics.
What do you change it to?
I change it to Mia Bia America Be Brown Power Man. Okay. Then I go, I am a real Indian, a real Indian. Okay. And I do that. So if you're listening to this now, rewind it and just sing it, but with those lyrics instead.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. That's a little insight into my life. That's what the people want to hear.
Some people have tweeted me to, they just sing it normally, even though they're not, their name is Lawate and they're not even black and they're not African.
Yeah, but I do that to old songs like Simpsons. I just say Amrik Virk.
But there are no words in that bit.
I know, I just say Amrik Virk to the tune. So I do it to every old theme tunes I make personal.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm a bit of an egomaniac.
I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember when we watched Friends for a few days straight for no reason?
Yeah.
And
I think that might have happened more than once.
And you notice this thing about me. I always say Friends on the last beat.
Yeah.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your life's a joke, you broke. Your love lies to your way. Let me fast forward. I'll be there for you then. For me too. Friends.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not weird.
What did you? How did you think of that? I just go, I know, I'll just say the program.
I was pretty sure when I was younger that it was in there.
No.
And they've taken it out. And it's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, it makes sense. You probably got stubborn about it and thought, no, Friends was in there.
No, it was in. You know, it's like, like the Fresh Prince theme.
Oh yeah.
First 2 episodes had the full thing in it.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I just thought it was the short version.
Oh. Yeah, let me bourgeois and all that. Is this a kind of place they just fit? This cool cat? I don't think so. No, first it goes, alright, da 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 da. Alright, let's
rewind.
Wheel up, alright, so obviously in West Philadelphia, born and raised, program with my day, chin that rack and rack and the some people ask when I got another event, I guess I'll
that really harsh bit where you get sent away just for getting one little fight. Bad parenting.
That's good. First class, yo, this is bad, drinking all juice out of a champagne glass. This is what the people in Bel Air live like. This might be alright. No one knows that.
That's and then because it doesn't make sense before, because he goes in a cab all the way from one place to the other.
No,
I don't know about the flight.
The whole journey isn't a cab. So, well, from Philadelphia.
Exactly. That's why I thought he'd have a stupidly high cab fare because. And he gets casual, like, smell you later. And the guy's like, you owe me like $300.
No, because. Alright, and then he goes, first, like, yo, this might be alright, but wait, something, bourgeois and all that, this kind of place, they sent this cool cat. I don't think so, I'll see when I get there, see if they prepare for the Prince of Bel Air. And then he goes, how's the cab bit start again?
I pulled up in a cab, about 7 or 8, and he yelled to the cab.
See, he pulled up in a cab.
Well, it makes sense when you hear the long verse, when you hear the short verse. It looks like his hysterical mother who sent him away for no reason.
In a cab.
Just sent him in a cab and he just had to find his way there. Hitchhiking, probably. Yeah.
There was a thing about hitchhiking today.
Yeah.
On BBC Breakfast.
Interesting.
And there was a guy talking about how the demise of hitchhiking as a form of getting places, and he interviewed a lot of truckers at like you know, welcome breaks, and was like, oh yeah, do you pick up people? And they were all like, no. But what's weird is that we know someone.
We know, yeah.
That literally, when he wants to go to Germany.
Or anywhere.
Yeah.
Like long distance or short distance.
When he wants to go back to Sheffield,
yeah.
He just walks up to Camden High Street and just puts his hand and his thumb out. Where are you going?
The first car that goes past picks him up.
M25. All right, can you drop me off at one of the service spots? All right, cool. Gets there, flipping, goes up. Oh, where are you going? Towards Leeds. Oh, it's great, I live in Sheffield. Can you drop me off at my door? All right, cool.
All right, sweet, yeah.
Oh, where are you going, limo guy?
Oh yeah, he got stopped in a limo.
Yeah, limo, and he got like free champagne. The limo guy was like, "Yeah, take it all, these bastards."
That's, should I tell you what that is? That's because he's white.
Yeah, I was gonna go into that, but literally, he just came back from a journey. When he went to Spain, he went to France, he went to Belgium.
Yeah.
All literally. No. Paid zero.
No flight fares.
Paid zero. He just took his passport with him. Oh, where are you going? Dover. All right, can you give me a lift to Dover? All right, yeah, cool. Where are you going from Dover to France? Oh, I'm going to France. Can I just sit in your car on the ferry? All right,
yeah, have some free food.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, well, he's in France now. Puts his thumb out. Where are you going? Can I go to Germany, please? It's just free. Like,
where are you going? Australia. Sure, I'll drive you there.
If we want to go to Europe, what's the first thing we think?
Let's look at EasyJet.
All Ryanair.
Let's look at some cheap options.
Other travel companies.
Other trains, maybe look for a cheap train.
Have you ever been on a hovercraft?
No, I've been on a ferry.
I've been on a hovercraft when I was 9.
Do they still make hovercrafts?
I don't know.
I thought they were just futuristic ideas.
No, it was sick.
Oh.
But anyway, so he literally, like, imagine thinking, I want to go to Spain. Oh, I've only got 20 quid. Oh, it doesn't matter because I'm just going to stick my thumb out and go to Spain.
Yeah.
I've never thought of thinking it. Like, they're so far away from.
Because I don't want to die.
I'm not afraid of someone killing me. They're afraid of me killing them, bruv.
Yeah.
No one's picking me up. I'm black, I've got a beard. Are you flipping nuts?
You're a threat, let's be honest.
How long do you reckon I have to wait?
About a week.
We'll test this out.
Yeah.
One day.
We'll need more than a day.
We'll test it, yeah.
It could be a documentary, we could film this. Yeah, let's not give all our production ideas away.
What's the movie, the Danny Boyle movie? What, 146 hours or something?
120 hours? 140 hours?
142 hours, 140 something.
Just call it hours. More than 100 hours, yeah, it's called.
This movie, I mean, the one about me is, in real time, going to be way longer. I'm not getting picked up.
Unless, like, one of your relatives drives past.
Even they wouldn't.
They know you best, so they're not going to pick you up.
100%, not even black people are picking me up.
Why? Where's the solidarity?
And not even Muslims.
What?
And I said this to Louis, I was like, no, they wouldn't pick me up because no one's going to pick me up. And he went, no, a lot of Muslims pick me up. I'm like, yeah, because everyone would pick you up.
Yeah.
You look, do you know what I mean? You look like Mr. White.
You're the white poster boy.
You've got no muscle as well. It's not like you're going to outpower them or anything as well.
It's true.
Is that you're no threat, you know what I mean? Like, we're not even on the same universe with this concept.
And never mind asking a limo. Like, I wouldn't ask a car. Never mind a limo.
The audacity.
Yeah.
Sheer arrogance. That just,
yeah.
To me and my play.
Yeah.
To get picked up in a limo. I got picked up once, actually. I was in a toll work.
Hang on, you just said all of that, and then you went, I've been picked up loads.
No. There was, once. It was raining. It was December. This has happened to me, I reckon, about 12 times. Where
you've been picked up 12 times?
No. Where I've been out of London, out of central London, like in a suburb, somewhere like Kingston or Tolworth, one of these waste places, right? Where it's
Glamour Town.
It's December, and literally, it's been raining on me, and then the wind is 0 degrees. The rain stopped, but the wind is now, and it's horizontal wind.
Oh dear.
Right? And then. When you're gonna die of hypothermia. Hypo is cold, right?
Samithermia.
Gonna die of thermia, right?
Yeah.
Cold thermia. And teeth are chattering, and I'm just thinking, like, I would rather die right now, innit? And then I was sitting in Tolworth, waiting for a bus to Kingston, and it took about an hour, really. And then the Somali cab driver picked me up.
See?
Like, where are you going? I think that was out of... I'd left black and I'd gone straight into nearly a corpse.
Oh, so you looked white.
No, I just left the realm of black and the threat.
Oh, right.
The cold had taken away all the threat out of...
That's true.
..my being.
Because why would someone threatening be sat there like that?
Yeah.
He'd have beaten someone up by now.
Mm.
And you did beat up someone, but you just... No, he didn't know about that, did you?
Yeah, he didn't.
So, lucky he didn't know about your violent past.
No. Just to go back about 5 minutes...
to the race war,
or what? To our first conversation.
Was it about race wars or Fresh Prince?
Before Fresh Prince, about Fresh Prince.
Oh, right. We're singing theme tunes.
Yeah, about me saying Friends on the last beat.
Right, okay.
I was telling our good friend Michael this. When I get a band, when I go on tour and I get to the point where I've got a band with me... Do you know when they do the last... The song's ended, but they do the last... And they look together and they go... Boom!
Yeah.
That, I wouldn't be able to... I'm not cool. I'm not a cool guy. And on every single one of them, I'm going to go... Yeah!
Oh, what?
Because I have to...
I thought you were going to say you were going to say Friends.
No, I always do it. I always do it. Whenever I hear like a band or anything... Look around... Doom! Last beat. I'm always like... Yeah, like if I was a jazz musician in the 30s, it would have been so embarrassing because whenever they would have just doom doom
doom doom doom, you'd just be like yeah 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 yeah
yeah, like
oh no, that's not good.
Yeah,
bad if anything.
So Amrit's back in London.
Yep,
Comedy gigs and auditions,
comedy gigs, podcasts, just sort of.
That's not plural.
Oh yeah, all right. Podcast.
Yeah.
If someone else comes up to me on the street and says, "Do you want to do a podcast?" I'll probably say yes.
What if it was for the EDL?
I'd definitely do it.
You definitely.
I'd penetrate. I'd get in and then I'd expose them and start saying, "You're all a bunch of idiots."
You'd expose them.
Yeah, I'd expose myself to them.
No, you'd expose them. What?
To their listeners on the podcast.
Right, a smear campaign. I've been inside here. You don't know about this, but they're racist.
No, I'd expose them on the podcast because if it was a live podcast, they wouldn't be able to like edit me.
Right.
I don't know why the EDL are picking up a brown guy, to be honest.
They've got a lot of brown guys trying to legitimise them, innit?
I'd be worried if the EDL...
They get a lot of Sikhs. You're fucking a Sikh, right?
Yeah.
They get a lot of Sikhs because there's like a historical hatred between my people and your people.
Yeah.
For some crap that happened a couple hundred years ago.
Just a bit of beef.
Right. Like,
just like West Coast, East Coast.
They get a lot of Sikhs in the EDL. Like, oh, those dirty Muslims, they all need to die, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bro, you know, they still... You're in there as their token little... You're still a nigger to them, innit?
Yeah,
I know you're Asian, you're not even black, but you're still a dirty packy.
You're just their poster boy.
All right, bam, Frankie Boyle.
Yep.
He said Oh, by the way, I'm just for the purpose of me talking like a normal person for the next couple of minutes. Allegedly, allegedly, and if you sue me, I'll punch you in the face. Frankie Boyle...
That's your lawsuit covered.
Yeah, that's been covered. Frankie Boyle is suing the Daily Mail for calling him a racist comic because they overheard... Someone was in his show... What's it called? Something Nights. I've never watched it.
Let's just call it Frankie Boyle Nights.
Frankie Boyle Nights, yeah. Someone was on the set of the show... while he was filming a sketch, and in the sketch he picked up a phone at the Department of the Ministry of Defence and said something like, "Oh, hello, Ministry of Nigger Bombing."
He said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did he get in?
No. It was part of the sketch.
Oh, it's right. It's a sketch.
And from that they called him a racist comic.
Yeah.
Firstly, what do you think?
It's plainly not racist. That's a legitimate opinion, and he's voicing a character. He's playing the character, and it's a valid point.
Yeah,
that what he's saying.
Yeah, it is. For 100%, it's 100%, for me, it's fine. Like, for him to do that, that's fine. And not in, like, an Awate Twitter ironic trolling thing. Like, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, if they were to rename it the Department of Nigger, the Ministry of Nigger Bombing, it would just be more truthful, to be honest with you. Yeah. It wouldn't be offensive. It would just be, all right, finally, you're owning up to it.
That's what it says on the tin.
Yeah. Whereas now, defense. Ministry of Defense. If anyone's attacking this country,
yeah.
But are you nuts? There's no attacks happening.
I looked out my window yesterday and I saw no attacks. And I looked in the sky,
yeah,
and it was a clear sky.
It's like the idea for Israel.
Yeah.
They're literally called the Israeli Defense Force, where all they do is just murder children in their sleep. That's not defense, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't sound like defense to me.
It doesn't sound like defense to me.
Sounds like the Aston Villa defense. No defense. Yes, the first football joke of the day. Oh. Yes!
Oh my God. Actually, they've got Alan Hutton. He's quite a defender.
He likes kicking people, isn't he?
He does like kicking people.
Oh, you know, that's made me forget about race. I had something to say about race.
Go on.
Oh, no. This is silly, but when I watch Blockbusters, I watch Blockbusters a lot in my spare time on Challenge TV.
Is that... I mean, that's a TV show, right?
Yeah, where they...
Explain the rules.
They...
Is it like Rockbusters?
I don't watch the new ones.
Is it like
yeah,
Rockbusters?
It's what Rockbusters was ripped off from.
The rules. Can you tell me the rules?
There's like a grid of letters... And then one person has to get from one side of the grid to the other, and the other person has to get from one side of the grid to the other.
Right, one is vertical.
Up to horizontal. Down and left to right.
Okay. And then I use the words vertical and horizontal, but you can say it up, down.
Untraditional, left, right, yeah.
If you want.
And then they say a letter like B, and then he'll ask a question saying, what B is a sport where you throw a ball into a hoop? And then whoever.
Basketball.
Yeah, whoever beeps first
basketball.
And says basketball, they get that hoop, that hexagon, and then you have to go up or down and left and right.
Is it better than catchphrase?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
No, but catchphrase is sick.
But this is more sort of subtly old and racist a little bit. Like, they always have token... There's always a white person versus a non-white person.
Yeah, and always.
Yeah. And okay. Sometimes it's white on white, and that's like every 1 in 10.
All right.
And then 1 in 9 is...
Serious?
Yeah, 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 this is why I watch it.
Okay.
Because it's white v, like, white v Chinese, white v Indian, white v black, white v anything. It's always white v, and I always support the non-white person.
Yeah, we always do that.
So I get excited.
But wait, I think white people should do that as well.
Yeah, white people should.
If you want to stop white supremacy from spreading...
Just support the underdog.
Always support the other guy.
Just the underdog.
Always.
Makes it interesting.
Even stuff I hate... Big Brother, the black guy, I want him to win it.
Yeah, go on, black guy, win Big Brother.
Other than that prick, the black guy that actually won it, because he was just...
Which, the stupid one.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's funny, he's funny.
Nah, he was like a proper, proper token.
Yeah, but he was like, cheeky, yeah, chappy,
relaxed,
wasn't he?
Relaxed hair, like straightened hair.
Yeah.
Flipping the button up, flipping polo. He's a sweet mate, I was just like, ugh. Anyway,
but
usually
the other people
guy,
would have been worse than that.
On anything, Victor was the best contestant.
Yeah, Victor was
no
great.
No contestant was ever as good as him. Anyway, yeah. So Rockbusters.
Yeah, I support the ethnic character.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the ethnicity is. It's just that's how the show works.
Yeah.
White v non-white. So yeah, it's always a little victory.
Yeah.
When they win.
Yeah.
I sort of cheer.
Do you?
Yeah, vocally.
Yeah.
Like, in your face. And
Do you say any racial epithets?
No.
No.
I just sort of go in your face, white guy or white girl.
Yeah. They don't mean anything. We can say them.
We can say them.
You can say them to a white person and it's not offensive.
And they'll laugh.
Honky.
It's like.
Like, alright, my theory on that word
yeah.
is that white people invented honky so that. And told black people to call it them. Like, just whispered to one guy. Oh, it really hurts me when you call me honky.
Oh, please don't call me honky. Oh, don't call me honky, no.
That is proper agent provocateur type. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would do that. If I wanted, it's like an 8 Mile defense, isn't it?
Yeah.
When he kicked the last thing he did in the movie, by the way, spoiler alert, you should have seen this movie by now.
You should have seen it years ago.
Came out in 2003. So, yeah, when he just started cussing himself.
Yeah.
So that the guy had nothing to talk about.
Mm.
But this is different because he's cussing himself with stuff that isn't even true. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Literally, me going, you know what? It really hurts me when people say that I have purple knees. So please don't call me purple knee.
Yeah.
And then tell everyone not to call me. And then bam, oh, look at you, purple. And I'm like, oh, it really hurts me.
And then you have to pretend to be offended.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. How'd you find out?
It's terrible.
We should try that. We should just go around whispering. Oh, by the way, don't call me the saviour of modern comedy. Don't call me that. It really gets on my... Yeah. Grinds my gears.
No, I don't think it works that way.
No, do you have to say something like random that's not that praising?
Yeah, you can't. That's obvious, isn't it?
Don't call me Lonky. No?
Well, what did Bugs Bunny do when he used to always go, oh, I'm killing rabbits. And you go, yo, you're killing rabbits. Yeah, I'm killing rabbits. You're killing rabbits. Yeah. And then you go, oh, I'm not killing rabbits. Oh, I'm not killing rabbits. And then you just walk away.
Don't know. Can't really remember Bugs Bunny.
Elmer Fudd was a bit stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, sort it out.
What an idiot.
Sort it out. This is a shout now to tell her.
To whom?
To Elmer.
To Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. Sort it out.
What was the name of the pig?
Pig and that.
Is it called Percy or something?
Percy the pig. Probably an alliteration, wasn't it? Yeah. Patrick the pig.
Marvin the Martian. Daffy Duck. Bugs Bunny.
Amrik the astronaut. If I ever went into space, that's what they call me.
Amrik the astronaut.
And they'd say, did someone order the AA? And then you'd be like, not the car service, Amrik the astronaut.
Amrik the astronaut.
Yeah.
I'm
full of stuff like that, full of jokes like that.
What was your favourite cartoon character?
Captain Hook from Peter Pan.
That was a Peter Pan cartoon?
Nah, I just meant the Disney film. He's the most underrated Disney character, in my opinion, Captain Hook. He doesn't get enough credit.
You know, I always say when people say it's a great Disney movie.
What?
Our favourite Disney movies.
What, eh? I was just wondering, because I'm interested in that. What's your favourite Disney movie?
Pulp Fiction.
Ooh. Is that a Disney film?
Yes, because at the time when it was made, I think in 1992, Miramax made Pulp Fiction, and Miramax were a subsidiary, and may still be, a subsidiary of Disney. So how about that for your face?
But then someone will be like, all right, what's your favourite actual Disney movie that Disney properly made, not subsidiary made?
Oh, okay.
Then you'd have to answer sensibly.
In that case, what's your favourite one?
Lion King.
Yeah. I mean, you really have to try hard not to find one with racism in it.
It's true.
Like...
Like, even though most of them have got animals, they still manage to make them a little bit racist.
Yeah, obviously. You know, Lion King, racism. Aladdin, a lot of racism.
I used to want to be Aladdin, though.
Jungle Book, don't get me started. Little Mermaid, under the sea. Are you fucking nuts? Walt Disney was a known racist, like a proper disgusting one. I think at one point they were calling the studio Mousefitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's not even subtle.
And I think he was quoted as saying he'd never ever hire a black person. So if I ever see his cryogenically frozen body, I'm just gonna
a slap is gonna be delivered.
No. What I'm gonna do to him, I'll just chip off his ear or something, just from the frozen ice.
All right.
Just chip it off. But, talking of slaps, I came up with a phrase this morning.
All right.
I think I'll be using quite often.
Go on then.
All right. A deluge of slaps. Those words work so well together.
A deluge of slaps.
They work so well together.
Yeah.
Deluge of
slaps. But that sounds nice. I'd quite like a deluge of slaps.
That's the thing about it. That's the thing.
All right.
A deluge of slaps.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, cartoons?
Cartoons?
Yeah. Alright.
Alright, bam, here we go. This will settle an argument that I've got on Twitter with @UTDRankcast. Grain Chill theme. What's your favourite one? 80s or 90s?
90s. But I think that's just because that's what I remember.
Yeah.
I haven't really...
Just to take your mind back, the 80s one was... Well, 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 well.
Oh, that's quite depressing.
Well, 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 well. And then in the end, he went something like, how did it go? Oh, I forgot. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound nowhere near as good. Especially if it had all of those pauses and interruptions in.
Yeah. No, it's in the bass line. Well, 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 well. Doom, doom.
Why? What side are you on?
I'm on 90s. Team 90s, 100%. Like, it was super... It was Prozac. Like, it just took the low-keyness of the 80s one and the kind of lethargicness of it.
Remixed it.
And just... because it's not anywhere near the same theme, but what it did was just went, okay, 80s kids, you know, 80s, blah, blah, blah. 90s, we're on crack.
Wow.
Oh yeah, the 80s one ended.
I feel like I'm watching it.
That's how it ended.
Oh yeah, it's a bit like the Hollyoaks ending.
Why did we stop doing that?
I know.
Whenever we entered rooms.
Yeah. There was a time. There was a time when, you know what, it would end points by doing the Hollyoaks music.
Or exit and enter rooms. Yeah. Because it was so terrible. As a thing. As a TV show, it should never have been commissioned.
It's definitely still on, and I bet that's still the music.
What, Brookside?
Nah, that stopped.
That stopped.
Emmerdale was on yesterday as a live show. Not everyone made.
What?
Everyone made a big deal yesterday because Emmerdale was live.
It was live.
Yeah, and they were making a big deal. It was on the ITV News.
But how can you control the animals live?
Emmerdale.
Yeah.
They don't have animals.
It's on a farm, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I've seen.
It's not, there's not that many animals on it.
On my life, I have seen 0% of any episode of Emmerdale. Ever.
Yeah.
I've never even sort of seen it by accident. I think I've seen Coronation Street a total of maybe 13 seconds in my life.
It's similar.
Like, I've never... I used to come in and out of EastEnders, but I hated it even when I was watching it.
Yeah.
This is all terrible.
Also, the brown family in EastEnders, like the Indian family, they're all like really different shades of brown.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, and they're supposed to be related. It's like,
yeah. Don't get me started on flipping TV shows and selecting black families. They don't even care.
Nah.
Like, it's literally, all right, we get a dark skin one, we get a light skin one, the kids are all different shades and different facial features, different accents, one's from the south.
Yeah,
the actor we found for the little brother was from Atlanta, whereas the son was from, you know what I mean?
The audience won't notice the difference.
It's not even a joke.
It's crazy.
But there are really, how many differences are there with white people's features? If you get a brown-haired white person, that's about it really, isn't it?
I suppose.
So the differences in features from a Spanish person, other than tan... To a Russian.
And he might be eating tapas.
Yeah. And a Russian would be eating rocks.
He would just be drinking vodka, probably. This is all in jest, by the way. None of this is actually harmful, is it?
Of course not.
Nah.
Anyway.
I'm saying it with a smile on my face and I'm winking as I say it.
No, but what I'm saying is there's a lot more difference in the facial features of black people.
Yeah.
And... Asians, you lot all look the same, though. Let's be serious.
Yeah, we all look the same.
No, you grew your hair.
When you look at us in corner shops. Yeah.
Okay, alright, I gave you a real, real bad time about your hair last week.
I was growing my hair for a little bit.
You grew your hair a little bit, and I just said, bam, you look like Sandeep.
I bumped into Awate like last week, hadn't seen him for a little bit, and the first thing he said was, "What are you doing with your hair? You look like Sandeep." Straight up.
You properly look like you, you were here to study.
Yeah.
Like, you were just here to study.
I looked like I was...
No, but you agreed. It wasn't...
Yeah, because I was going to grow it out, so this was the awkward phase in between.
Yeah.
But then I realised I'm going to have to stick at this awkward phase for about 6 months.
Yeah.
So I can't wait that long, so I cut it.
I've noticed you've got it to the side now.
It's a little bit of a slant on the quiff nowadays.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's an update. I've got to vary it now and again because I get bored having the same haircut every time.
Yeah.
So I'll just vary it slightly.
Who do you see for your hair?
I see myself.
Oh, yeah, I know that. You do yourself.
I've got clippers.
Yeah.
Someone usually helps out with the back bits I can't see.
Who's that?
Just anyone knocking about. Mates, family members.
You didn't ever ask me?
Oh, yeah.
Can you trust me?
Nah. I didn't...
Alright, fair enough. Alright, I'll take that as a...
I thought you'd engrave like a Nike tick or something in the back.
Oh my god, I so would have done that.
I know you would have, that's probably why I didn't ask you to do it. Oh, what? Here's a clipper. I trust you with the back
did
of my head.
Did you ever have a Nike tick?
Nah, I wanted one.
Did you ever have anything like that?
I had like those lines.
What, borders?
Side parting lines.
Oh, you didn't have...
Like Aaron Lennon has them. And I had them on my eyebrows as well.
You had slits?
Yeah, I had slits on my eyebrows.
Oh my god, like, so Solid Crew times.
Yeah, but I was watching a Marlon Brando film and he had him. So I was trying to be Marlon Brando, not so Solid Crew. There's one Marlon Brando film, I can't remember which one. I think it might be like...
Well, the video of 21 Seconds.
No, he's not in that.
Are you serious?
Marlon Brando had slits in his eyebrows, so that's why I did it. Or it might have been James Dean, someone like that.
Oh my god.
I know, I know, that's such an idiot. But I was at school, I was young, you know.
That is disgusting.
But that's on the podcast now.
I think until I was about four, I had a little ponytail at the back.
Nice.
Not like a ponytail like Andy Carroll. I mean, like a little like 1 inch square, just preserved, and just right at the back.
Cheeky little ponytail.
Yeah, like not even a ponytail, just a little one, probably like a 3 centimeter plait, just in the middle at the back.
Nice. You should bring it back.
No, because you wouldn't be able to see it.
Maybe look like a Jedi or something.
I think... I'm pretty sure Hayden Christensen got it off me.
Definitely he got that off you.
Or was it... did Obi-Wan have it in
was it not? It was somebody...
In the best Star Wars movie, Phantom Menace.
that's funny. That's probably the funniest thing you've said this podcast.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Why not?
Nobody thinks that. You're just trying to be controversial. It's got Jar Jar Binks in it, so you can't say it's okay. The best anything.
All right, obviously there's a lot of racism in it.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me that it didn't have the greatest fight scene in all Star Wars movies and the best score.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
Duel of the Fates is probably the best thing John Williams has ever written.
All right. Good score. But what about the film? This is a good score, but it's undercutting poor film work.
No, my bro, that fight scene.
Yeah, okay, one fight scene and a score. Compare that to like Return of the Jedi, where that whole film's way better.
All right, which is the one with Luke? He doesn't even say Luke. He just says,
"Oi, mate."
No,
I'm your father, you know.
He doesn't say Luke.
What does he say?
I think he says, "No, I am your father."
Noah?
Yeah, no. I think he says, "No, I am your father." Or he says,
"All right."
"Yes, I am a father." One of the two. He doesn't say Luke. Definitely doesn't say Luke. That's one of the most misquoted lines ever.
Ever. So no, Phantom Menace.
Okay, that compare that to flipping Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, Liam Neeson and Ewan McGregor, right, standing there, and then flipping Darth Maul coming out of the elevator.
Darth Maul, just saying his name disproves your point.
Sick name.
Darth Maul.
And then
the guy had mini horns all over his face.
It was sick.
No, it wasn't sick. He looked sick, as in he was ill.
And then Qui-Gon going, "We'll handle this," right? And then they weren't expecting any of this, right? Darth Maul just goes, brings out his lightsaber and takes one side out, and then bam, second side, double-handed lightsaber. Are you bloody nuts?
Yeah,
bro, that's better than I'm your father.
Should I tell you the best bit of Phantom Menace?
Oh.
It's the slave owner, Anakin slave owner, because I can do a spot on impression.
Omid Jalili.
I can do a spot on impression.
Is that Omid Jalili?
Hey, you wanna talk about slaves?
That's Italian.
No, but he is a bit slave. He's a bit Italian.
No.
Yeah.
It's, no, I'm Arab.
Hey, what do you think? I'm stupid. He's that flying little bug thing. It's not Omid Jalili.
It's Omid Jalili.
Does he do the voice?
Yeah.
Well, that's how he sounds.
Let me tell you something about Omid Jalili.
Tell me, because I want to know something about Omid Jalili.
I met him, by the way. But anyway.
If you're going to slag him off now after you've met him, this is going to be a bit out of order.
I'd love to be meeting him. I just think that he shouldn't take parts of token Arabs when he's Persian, seeing as there's hostility between them. It's like me taking... Who have I got beef with as a person? All right, imagine I was English and I took the role as an like a stereotypical Irish person in a movie. That's not on. Do you know what I mean?
How would you play it?
How would I play what?
Yeah, how would you play the Irish person? Would you go full on traditional? Hello there. What would that be now, Mr. Ted?
If I was an aristocrat, went to Oxford to study acting, English person.
And you're like proper English, like you got your relatives fought in them Wars of Roses and stuff.
I would probably do a Cork accent.
Okay, interesting.
Mainly because of Roy Keane.
And that would just give you an excuse to watch loads of Roy Keane videos before.
Yeah, that's the only reason. That is the only reason. I think the first time I heard a black Irish person, it made me go nuts. I think it was Samantha Mumba.
Is she Irish?
Yeah.
She doesn't sound Irish.
No, because she sings in an American accent like everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Show me where I belong tonight. Well,
you pulled out a Samantha Mumba song pretty fast then. I'm impressed.
Yeah, no, it's a sick tune. I listen to it quite often.
Still?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Bewitched. Do you remember Bewitched?
Yeah. My sister liked them, so I was forced to know who Bewitched were.
Yeah. I think the first time I heard a black person that wasn't American with like a non-London accent, I think it was Lenny Henry, and I think it made me go nuts. I was like, what? What is this? It's raining outside. And I was like, what? That's strange.
How did you react to the Halifax adverts? Were they a big part of your life when they're...
Well, basically...
Who gives you extra?
We used to say that... what's his name? Was it Harold?
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to say that one of our classmates who was from the Ivory Coast, not in a racial way, by the way, he didn't have an accent or anything like that, like, he was known for his smile, like, he'd smile at everything, right, and, by the way, I think 4 years ago, he beat Dwayne Chambers in a race.
In your face, Dwayne Chambers.
Like, the kid is fast.
Like, but admittedly, this kid was on drugs, sport-enhancing drugs, wasn't
he? No,
it?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
Well, I might as well say his first name. His name's Eric, right?
To stop giving stuff away, what are you telling the name
anyway,
for?
We used to say that Harold from Halifax Adverts, Eric's dad.
Just because he smiled?
For no reason other than they were both black and they both smiled. I didn't partake in it.
Yeah, you did. You came up with it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, what's wrong with smiling as well? That's a good thing. He smiled a lot and he got bullied for smiling.
He didn't get bullied. He used to say,
I'm not going to lie. If someone said my dad was the guy from the Halifax Adverts, I wouldn't be chuffed.
No, but this isn't like primary school.
This is recently.
It's secondary school where, do you know what I mean? Like, he just was like, oh, fair enough, yeah. I do smile a lot, he smiles a lot.
Ah, cool. So he had the grace to take it on the chin. On his Halifax chin.
On Halifax, not on a hair on my Halifax chin.
Poor Eric.
Well, we've been trying to avoid it. We're going to the Premier League, ladies.
Oh, we're heading to the Premier League.
You know, it's where I tried to sound like...
Ramble.
Marcus Spells.
Yeah.
We're going to the Premier League, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, shout out to Football Ramble and that.
Yep. I know what team Marcus supports, but I'm not telling you. I'll tell you off air. All right. Tell you off mic.
Does he not want people to know?
No, he's never mentioned it, apparently, in Ramble. I was like, what team do you support? He said, this was after I put in a Man in a Match performance... at the Ramble game like 2-3 months ago.
Are you sure you're the man of the match?
Nah, Driss.
Are you twisting things?
Driss was man of the match. Everyone came.
Really?
Yeah, everyone. My oldest mate Driss played in, because I was like, yeah, come play, because he played on so many teams, but he was in London for a few months in between uni years, and they all came up to him because he's got a Chelsea shirt of 7, and Driss number 7 on the back.
Nice.
So everyone at the end was like, Driss, you were a mate, like, who do you play for? Do you play for, like, Premiership team? And he was like, no, I just go to uni.
I just go to the shops.
But, to be honest with you, I taught Driss a lot of his game.
There we go.
A lot.
I bet Driss has a different story to this.
We'll talk to Driss.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Driss after this.
We will.
Not on the podcast, by the way.
Not going to sort a phone link out or something. That's too complicated.
But none of that.
Forget that.
Anyway, you lot are top of the league.
Oh, it's going great. It's a good start. It's a good start for the Mighty Blues.
But your captain is now a proven racist.
Ooh, this is a sore topic. I don't like talking about this.
Oh, we're going to do it.
Obviously, as a Chelsea fan, you don't like talking about your captain being convicted of racist.
Not convicted.
Saying a racist word is what he's been found guilty of.
But not saying a racist word. Found guilty of calling him.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, he's been... banned any today.
No, he's banned before, but today he accepted it, didn't he?
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
It's not good. Obviously can't condone that.
And your left back, Cashley Cole.
Oh, I got no beef with Cashley.
What do you mean?
I like Cashley Cole.
Really? As a person?
Yeah.
He's not really nice.
I liked him more after the Champions League final when he did that interview after the game.
What interview after the game?
After the game, he just went to the cameras and went, yo, everyone hated me and said, why'd you move to Chelsea? Why'd you leave Arsenal? This is why. Now I've won this. Now you can't say nothing. And he just walked off. And I thought, I like that.
He thought it was Kanye West.
Yeah, he did act a bit Kanye. Yeah. If Taylor Swift was there, he would have sought out some punishment.
Did you see Etienne trying to wine with my chick?
No.
Etienne, Obi Mikel.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. I didn't know who you meant by my chick.
Surrounded the Chelsea physio.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but...
Eva.
I know, yeah, it's Eva, but I don't know her second name.
It's really funny, because on the Chelsea photo this year, when they have the staff, she wasn't in it, and there was outrage from all Chelsea fans. Were like, serious? Where's Eva? Why isn't she on the Chelsea photo?
Oh, my God.
So there's so many Photoshopped mock-ups of that image with just her on the sides, or her lying on the ground in front of them all, and yeah.
That's a bit objectifying.
That was, I didn't agree with that one. I thought, that's bang out of order. I don't like sexism. Let's stamp that out. stamp racism out, stamp sexism out. They're my points. But yeah, good start to the season.
Mm.
Big test this weekend against Spurs.
I reckon you're going to get slaughtered.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon you're going to get... Bruv, like, you're playing against your former manager.
Yeah, but, you know.
He knows everything. He knows all the weaknesses.
It won't be a slaughtering. It'll be close.
No, I reckon they're going to pummel Chelsea.
Nah, pummel. It's not going to be pummeled.
Pummel.
There's going to be no pummeling actions whatsoever.
I reckon you're going to get...
Plus, Juan Mata's in crazy form at the moment, and he didn't play for Spain for 2 weeks, so he's been rested.
Yeah.
He's going to be man of the match, whatever happens.
Yeah. What are you forgetting?
Yeah.
How many Belgians do you have? You have Hazard.
Hazard, Lukaku on loan.
Lukaku's on loan, Kevin De Bruyne's on loan.
Courtois on loan
and Hazard's brothers on loan.
Yeah, so when it'll come back, it's going to be Belgium B team.
How many Belgian dudes do Tottenham have in their starting lineup? Two. Yeah, Tottenham are going to win.
Yeah, but that's not how it's worked.
That is how it works. How many Belgians do you have in your team?
Nah, it should be like how many Brazilians or how many.
No, it's how many Belgians. And they've got Dembele and they've got Jan Vertonghen.
Dembele might not play though.
Why wouldn't he play?
I'm just trying to be optimistic and try and make it 1-1 on Belgium's. I don't know why I'm fighting you for the Belgian count. That's not how things are worked out.
That's how football works.
You haven't got any Belgians.
Yes, we do.
Who have you got?
We've got like 4 in our academies in your.
Yeah, but they don't play.
Yeah, they do.
Alright, when you play Spurs, you're not going to play any Belgians.
We didn't, and we lost. See?
Alright. Oh my God, it's true.
See, I told you.
But Spurs have lost games this season.
Yeah, but how many Belgians do the other teams
have? Oh my God, what have we discovered?
All right, who have Spurs lost to? They've lost to... 1 minute, who was it they lost to?
They lost some easy games at the beginning. Teams that can't have had Belgian players.
They lost one, they drew quite a few.
With teams that must have had 2 Belgian players if they drew.
No, because before Dembele.
This is a stupid theory.
No, it's not.
This is really bad.
This really is how...
This might be the worst theory you've ever suggested.
All right, so how about this? Arsenal vs Liverpool. Who win that?
What, on the Belgian count?
No.
In general?
No, who win it?
Arsenal. Where is it? If it's at Anfield, I think Liverpool.
Anyway, neutral ground.
All right, Arsenal.
Why?
Because they're playing better football.
No, because they've got Vermaelen, who's Belgian.
All right, if Man United play Arsenal, who wins?
It depends.
No, it doesn't. You'd beat them because they're not as good. It's not about Belgians.
No, it really depends whether... Let me think of what Belgian youth we have. For quite a lot of the... Whether Andreas Pereira plays.
Oh.
Or...
If he makes his debut for the Belgian count.
Seriously, we need to promote some Belgians immediately.
Well, in this case, someone called Di Matteo and tell him to recall all the Belgians.
You've got quite a few. Kevin De Bruyne scored on international duty.
He did. And he's scoring for his club.
He's at a load of Genk, is it? Is he at Genk? No, he's at Werder Bremen.
Yeah, it's Werder Bremen.
Because who did you take off Werder Bremen?
Marin,
yeah.
Yeah.
Has he even played?
He's injured. He played against Wolves in the Carling Cup, but he's been injured, so it's not like he's on the bench.
I reckon he's better than flipping like Hazard.
Psst, don't be silly. Yeah. We need our Belgian.
No.
If we take Hazard out, we're going to have no Belgians. We're going to lose all our games.
Yeah. No, seriously, next season Peter Cech needs to leave and you've got to have Courtois and goal.
Yeah, maybe.
Not just because he's Belgian.
Well, if I think just because he's Belgian.
He could be the second best keeper in the league if he comes in.
Yeah, he's exciting.
He could be second to David Gea.
You never know, he might not settle straight away.
Coming from Atletico, I know how that feels.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
Atletico have had some good goalies, haven't they?
A lot of good goalies.
Jeez, yeah. It's like a goalkeeper academy.
A lot of good strikers. I mean, look at it for the last couple of years. Diego Forlan, Fernando Torres.
Sergio Arguero.
Sergio Arguero. Falcao, Radamel Falcao. Falcao was a beast.
Oh, man.
He's better than Messi. He's
easily the best striker in the world.
Oh, I tell you, who would you rather have in your team, Messi or Falcao? I would have Falcao, thank you very much.
Oh, Amrik, who would you rather have in your team, Messi or Falcao? I'd rather have Falcao, thank you very much.
Done, see? 2-0.
See?
2-0 in your face, Messi.
That's going out to all the Messi lovers out there.
In your face.
Point proven. Falcao is better than Messi and you need Belgians in your team.
Yeah, I was watching, I've told you this, but a couple of days ago I was watching the 1957 FA Cup final.
You do know that's not recent, yeah? You do know there have been other FA Cup finals since.
I've watched a lot of Man United black and white football matches from the 50s and 60s for some reason. But I watched the 57 FA Cup final, which the Butterby Bears played, and Big Dunk was playing. Cause I mainly wanted to just watch Dunk and Edwards, really. But obviously, if you know anything about that match, I think 12 minutes in, United's keeper got flipping. He basically got like just punched in the face, in the head, and I think he damaged his skull or something. His skull, but his skull collapsed, so he had to come off.
He made a meal of it. He rolled around on the ground a bit too much.
The commentator went, "No, that's a fair challenge."
that was a fair challenge back then.
If you watch it, it's assault, and if you do that on a football pitch these days, you're going to jail for a long time, right? But there were no substitutions back then, so one of our outfield players had to go in goal. And we lost 2-1. We would have won it if we had flipping the same amount of players. But one of the commentators went, "Oh, this is going to, you know, the whole substitutions debate is going to crop up all again." Like, he literally said it in the same tone that people say, "Oh, this is going to, the video technology, the conversation is going to crop up again."
That was the video technology of that day.
Yeah, that was the debate of those days. And then after, "Oh, this is going to, you know, the card situation is going to crop up again."
What do you mean the card situation? They didn't have cards then?
Yellow or red cards.
When did they come in?
I think they had sentence off and warnings, but they didn't have it in card form.
Yeah. Right.
Because it wasn't universal. So some, I mean,
that's why you could punch people in the head then if there was no cards.
No, you could get warned, but it was like when it came to international tournaments, international matches.
Yeah.
You're warned, do you know what I mean?
It's like, "Oi mate, just chill out."
But and then that player doesn't know what language you're speaking.
You're saying chill out and he doesn't know what chill out means because it's a colloquialism as well.
This is an official warning to you. You know what I mean?
But give him a letter.
But he doesn't... Give him an English...
"Dear sir / madam."
What?
I don't know. I thought it'd be funny if it was / madam, even though there's no women on the pitch.
Yeah.
Women's football probably wasn't popular then.
No, it's not now either.
It is a little bit now. It's on the way up, Awate.
It's not now either. And if you saw my status a few days ago, right?
Oh, what was your status, Awate?
You would know that from next season, I know the season's just finished, but from next season, I will be supporting women's football with my attendance and with my money.
Nice. You just said women's football was dead and now you're going to go and support it.
No, still, it's not popular enough.
Yeah, but you're the worst spokesman in the world. You just went, "Women's football's dead." And then you went, "I'm going to go and support it next year."
It's dead. I said it's not as popular. You said it's not.
I said it's on the up.
You said women's football wasn't popular back then.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not that popular now, though, is it? Eva, right? And now you're trying to say that.
Well, you're talking about the Chelsea lady again, Eva.
No.
What are you bringing her into this for?
What are you?
Eva, you just went Eva.
What? Either.
I know, it's a cheap joke.
All right, don't try it then.
All right.
Anyway, so the main point is, not taking it serious now.
All right.
That we always talk about football being the universal, not just a universal sport, but it's a universal language. Because when we go out to Regent's Park to kick a ball about and meet people so that we can form teams, they're from everywhere. They can be from anywhere, but football brings people together in a sense that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring a ball in front of them and we're playing together. Do you know what I mean? and it's a proper unifying thing. And even if I'm on the tube and where are you from, and the guy says Colombia, I'm like, oh, where the motherfucker cow?
Yeah.
James Rodriguez. You know, and
this happened, remember, yesterday or the day before yesterday when we saw those people you thought were Norwegian.
Yeah.
So you shouted, no way, Ole Gunnar Solskjær.
Magnus Wolf-Akram.
Yeah.
That guy was a prick. He just had a Norway badge on his jacket. But anyway.
They were Norwegian.
But yeah, so football, we see it as a universal thing, yeah, and we support it.
It's a beautiful thing.
And we support things like non-league day, and we support things... You know, when a team's in need, everyone donates and stuff. But we're forgetting that literally we only talk about one half of human beings playing football. No one even mentions the women's game as something that exists.
Mm.
And so I think I might buy a season ticket at Arsenal.
How much are they?
£20 season ticket.
£20 for a season ticket.
I think it's something like 7 matches.
Yeah.
And if you pay on, this is for last season prices, by the way. The season's just ended. They might be more expensive next season, but if you buy a ticket on the door, I think it's fiver. So
investing in season tickets, better value.
If you're listening to this, find out where your nearest women's team is, and just, do you know what I mean, buy, get yourself a season ticket, or, you know. Obviously, I'll support United, but I'm gonna go see Arsenal's women.
They're the best, aren't they, the Arsenal ladies?
Yeah,
so you're gonna see the top level of women's football.
Yeah, because I live in London, I'm gonna be seeing the best women's team in the world. Apparently,
who's the second best? Chelsea are quite good.
Birmingham. They just beat Birmingham in the
all right.
Continental Cup.
Ooh, rivals Birmingham Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like El Clasico for women's football.
I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah. Maybe say it.
No,
it looks like you'd enjoy saying it. It looks funny. You don't have to say it.
I'm not going to say it.
All right.
But it was quick. Like, as soon as you said El Clasico, I thought of it.
See, now I'm trying to guess what you would have said.
Don't worry. All right.
I won't worry then.
Yeah, so have you seen what's happened with Duncan Jenkins, our friend Duncan Jenkins?
I haven't, no.
All right, cool.
By the way, I'm just going to backtrack a little bit. You know when you were saying football's the universal language?
Yeah.
I used to say football's the universal language, right? How do you say where's the post office in football then? Yeah,
I think it's a kick up, rainbow flick.
Yeah.
And
sort of.
And a 2-footed tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to know that? Oh, it's just around the corner.
Just there. He used to kick the ball towards the direction, so you know where he took it. All right.
I think what you do is you mime, like, you mime, like, you put your left hand, and then you get your right hand, you pretend you're writing on your left hand, and then you pretend to fold your left hand.
How is this football, though?
No, watch.
Okay.
You fold your left hand.
Okay.
Right, and then pretend to put it inside an imaginary letter.
Yeah.
Right, and then you go, you stick your tongue out, and you lick like in a triangle thing, and then you close it, and then you say, and then you do the universal what sign, or it's not my fault sign, like, where you do your hands here.
Why have I been booked? Gesture.
Yeah. What? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Both your hands out, right, to your side. You do that, and then the guy goes, he picks up the ball and then he kicks it in the direction.
Okay.
That's how you say
where's the post office in the universal language of football.
You should have known that.
Well, I should have. I must have missed that lesson.
Yeah.
So, Duncan Jenkins.
All right. One of the greatest things of football and the online football community, Duncan Jenkins, is under attack, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what's happened, basically, firstly, I would encourage you to read his blog about it. But a quick rundown is that he was, because he used to get Liverpool team news early and used to say that he had like an insider in Liverpool, and he used to always get transfer rumours right and wrong. Basically, Jen Chang, Liverpool's head of communications, they're new Malcolm Tucker, but he's a complete idiot. He used to work for ESPN, and he defended Suarez's racism before they hired him. I mean, when he just used to work for ESPN.
Is he still working there?
Basically, yeah. No, not ESPN. He works for Liverpool.
Yeah.
As a head of PR, basically.
So he's doing a good job.
what he did was, he said, all right, Duncan, come meet me in a pub. So he met him in a pub in a restaurant in Manchester. And then he basically was like, who's your mole? Tell me who your mole is in Liverpool. I need to find out who your mole is. And then was like, basically, I know your real name. I know where your dad works. And said where his dad works. And he was like, I've got a lot of dirt on you. I'm going to ruin your family's life. You're going to have to move house. You're going to get poo through your letterbox.
Whoa, now he's taking it up a notch.
And then he just basically harassed him for like weeks after this.
But Duncan Jenkins doesn't like harm Liverpool's reputation.
He's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really funny joke. So,
what's he getting all basically hysterical about?
Jen Chang was like, the fact that you leaked the Barini thing from your mole it cost us money. It cost us over 300 grand. Like more, because Roma were furious because we were supposed to have a quiet negotiation.
Yeah.
But your mole told you, you tweeted it, and guess what happened? We paid 300 grand more than we were supposed to for him. You've cost the club that you support money.
Oh dear, really got to him.
Yeah, and then he was like, I think you'll find I didn't tweet the Barini thing first. I read an interview of Brendan Rodgers last year where he said he really liked him because he worked with him at Swansea and Chelsea, and he said that he wanted to sign him, and I tweeted about 50 seconds after I saw a tweet from a Liverpool Echo reporter about it, and I got my team news before everyone because someone every week on like a Liverpool forum used to always put the correct team up before Sky and BBC, and they used to get it off there and tweet it before anyone else could tweet it. And then Jen Chang was like, I don't care, I'm going to ruin your family, I'm going to give you a smear campaign, all this kind of crap.
Jeez.
And now people are threatening him, the real guy, I think his name's Sean Cummins.
Don't say his name.
No, it's out now.
All right.
It's out now. they're threatening him and his family and stuff, so whatever you can do, just, you know.
Save Duncan campaign.
Whatever it is, you know, just tweet at Duncan Jenkins FC. A little message of support from the online football community.
We'll pray for Duncan.
It's not right. It's not right. The game isn't right.
No.
My Ian Holloway is so off.
Well, that was Ian Holloway.
Yeah.
Wow.
The game's not right.
Nah, he's all like, the game's not right.
Game's not right.
The game's not right, I tell you. It's more like that.
All right, fair enough. That just sounded like generic where he's from.
Yeah, well, that's close. So he is from that area, so it does sound a bit like that.
Well, I sounded like him, but not where he was from.
Okay.
I had the right tone, you had the right accent. I think if we mix ours...
If we combined in like a lab...
Yeah.
And made a superhero, we could be an Ian Holloway impersonator.
Yeah, we could.
We'd get a lot of money for that. We could tour the country with that.
We'd get lots of peace.
We would get so much.
Yeah.
It'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, we just...
We could buy a football club. We could buy Liverpool and then take the pressure off Duncan Jenkins. Right, that's what we're doing. New career goals.
I want to buy Liverpool.
We'll buy it, save Duncan, then sell it. And make a bit of profit. Make a bit of cha-ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
I don't want anything to do with Liverpool.
Right. Buy it, call it Liverpool suck, and then leave. And then it's called Liverpool suck. So then you've done a good thing. We could buy all the clubs and give them derogatory names.
1 minute. I don't think the Ian Holloway impressions will make... I don't think we'll make a penny.
Whoa. Don't doubt yourself. That's the first rule of business. Have confidence in your ideas. Okay?
Okay, all right. To prove Amrik's thing, to see if Amrik's right. If you want to prove, the only way you can really give me money is by going on to awatemakealifebetter.com and downloading my mixtape and leaving a donation. Leave the donation, take a screen grab, right, and then email it to the contact form. Or actually, email it to contact@awatemakealifebetter.com of you paying money for my album, right, and then say, this is because Amrik, this is for your Ian Holloway impressions.
No, but they haven't heard the Ian Holloway impressions
one
yet.
One sec. I don't think Amrik's right. Try and prove Amrik right and give me money.
Ooh.
Also, by the way, I don't plug this thing enough. If you're listening to this, remember the whole thing about plugging my music whenever you can, please. If you can, please send people my mixtape, whether post it on Twitter or Facebook. But also, subscribe. If you're listening to this on iTunes, which you probably, you know, most people do listen to this through iTunes, press the subscribe button so it gets to you every week. I don't have to read this in the week.
That's optimistic.
Yeah. So whatever sporadic time happens, because there's no schedule on this, so you know I have to tell you via Twitter or Facebook when your podcast's out. But if you subscribe, it gets to your iTunes straight away. And can you please leave a nice comment on the iTunes page saying this is a great podcast, listen to it, it's very insightful,
it's life changing, maybe use that word, life changing,
it's life bettering. You know, say that. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to type as I say, this podcast is brilliant, it features the thoughts of Owate, comma, one of my favourite musicians, full stop. And it includes they delve into topics such as comedy, music, film, football, politics, and general stuff. Must listen for any podcast fan.
It's a long comment. This wrap it up.
And then give it 5 stars as well. And that'll be
that exact thing. Don't paraphrase it. Make sure you do that exact thing of what I just said, all right?
Yeah, do it. And, What are we going to go... What?
I don't know. What was I going to say? Was I talking?
I've got no idea.
I think I was just talking about comments.
Okay.
And virus databases and stuff.
So, do you like that show Bug?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Because okay. I have more fun... on my own, laughing at YouTube comments.
I don't think the two are mutually exclusive, Owate.
I think they are.
I like to watch the show Bug, and then I like to do it for myself and go through comments.
This is like, right? You know what? I really enjoy cooking, like a cake. And then someone going, I really enjoy watching someone else cook a cake.
Okay.
But I enjoy cooking a cake, so why would I watch someone else cook?
Because you can learn tips, maybe?
No. Do it worse than you.
Well, they wouldn't be doing it worse if it was on telly.
No, but he is doing it worse than me.
All right. That's your main problem.
Yeah, it's not... Not that he's not funny as me, but... Why have a show... Basically, the show is called Bug. It's on Sky... Sky One?
Yeah, Sky or Comedy, Sky Atlantic. Whatever. Summit Sky.
It's on Sky... And basically, some guy, what's his name? You know,
Adam Buxton.
Adam Buxton. He's standing on a platform in front of a live audience, and he reads out YouTube comments. So he says, "Looking at this video of a frog jumping over a bridge, and Excalibur X42 says this frog is totally stupid," and the crowd laugh. And then he says, and there's a reply here from Bunny Hopper Congo Drums. 858 saying, "You're an idiot, mate."
Okay, but some of the comments. No, but the comments are funnier than that. Well, you haven't really sold the show, I'm not going to lie.
It's not funny. The comments are funny.
No, but there's other elements to the show, though.
We can read the comments on our own. He doesn't need to draw attention to the comments.
No, but he finds the good ones and of weird videos we'll never watch.
No.
And also, he makes his own music videos that he shows, so that's quite interesting.
I watched him dance and sing in drag once.
Was that one of his videos?
No, him, just at the end of the show, for no reason.
Well, that's what he's... See, it's more than just a comment show.
It was funny.
But he's all right. He's a funny chap.
It's awful.
I like him. I think he's well funny.
I think he's awful.
You're bang out of order.
You're bang out of order. You're bang out of order.
Yeah, I'm not bang out. I'm bang to right. Bang to rights. I've got rights. So, yeah. So you don't like Bug. Fine.
No.
You don't like bugs. You should get a antivirus software so you don't get any bugs, Owate. Maybe get Avast. Avast?
I've got a Mac.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you not have antivirus software on a Mac?
I do, so that I can't give it to you. Because I can... All right.
That's quite generous of you.
So basically, it's like... Is it herpes or chlamydia? You can have it, but you don't have any symptoms of it, but you can give it to someone.
Oh, yeah.
You're a carrier of it or something, right?
Yeah.
So
you've got herpes.
I can't... Basically, I've got...
Basically, this is a long way of saying...
My computer's got herpes.
Careful when you meet Owate. He's got herpes.
My computer...
The computer's got... No, that's it.
Could. No, that's it. Basically, Macs don't really have viruses. No one makes them for Macs.
Okay.
And... They're such dictators at Apple that any software that is made for Macs it's not open source. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you can download something someone made for no reason. Like, usually, if it's something from the App Store, they scan it and everything, right? So you can't get viruses on Macs. It's just, you can, there are like one or two in the world, but let's just say you can't get viruses on Macs. So, but someone, you could send me an email that I could download of an attachment with a virus in it.
Yeah.
I won't be affected, but if I then send it to someone else, they could get the same virus that you sent to me, but I wasn't affected by it.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So you're missing out on all the fun of the virus software.
So yeah, I don't like bug.
Duh. But my thing, I mean, Avast is the thing I used. Other ones are available.
What about Norton?
Yep, that's available. I don't use that one though.
All right, because when I was younger, when I used to on my parents' computer, when I had to use my parents' computer, well, you know, we all, you know,
we've all had parents with computers.
We've all had parents with computers, maybe. Yeah. there was a big beef between Norton and AVG.
Yeah, I was on the AVG side, I think.
Yeah, but I was always a Norton guy because Norton was a little geek.
Yeah.
That would get out. I mean, he'd program. Whereas yeah. AVG sounded like AVG.
I'm AVG.
US Marines AVG.
Yeah.
Come in and just shoot everything, but he'd shoot some of your stuff as well.
Yeah. But he'd get rid of the virus.
He'd get rid of the virus, yeah.
But you'd have lost your documents.
Not just that, like your house would be intact. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He would shoot the rat.
A bit of friendly fire had happened, basically.
Right? Yeah, but you wouldn't have a sofa anymore, and there would be a huge room, a huge hole in your wall.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas Norton, scanning.
Norton was the geek in Ocean's 11 who like programs the computers.
Who's that?
The geeky one who's in the truck, just decoding stuff on the computer and wiring the videos.
Mm.
But I use Avast anyway. I've got a story about Avast now.
Go on.
And when it updates, a sexy lady voice goes, "Avast virus database has been updated."
Yeah, I've heard that in your room.
Yeah, I always say thank you back to her because she's told me my thing's been updated. And it's getting a bit crazy now because I've imagined, I call her Clarice. So she goes, "Avast virus database has been updated." And I sort of sit there at my desk, all powerful, like it's a Star Trek. And I go, "Thank you, Clarice." And then I get back to my work. So I say...
No, you didn't just see, you didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, I turn around slightly.
I look to the side. That was so nerdy.
I know, because I imagine I'm at a Star Trek sort of desk, and she's like this lady who's come with a clipboard.
All right, imagine you're looking at 12 o'clock.
I'm looking at 12 o'clock.
Just looked. When he said, "Thank you, Clarice," he looked at 4 o'clock and then looked back.
I looked 4 o'clock, see Clarice with the clipboard telling me my security and my wing shields and stuff like that are all up to date. And I go, "Thank you, Clarice," and I get back to the job.
Wow.
And this has become a reflex. And sometimes I leave my computer on after I've played music loud, go downstairs, and the speakers are still on. I'm downstairs. Someone will come over. From upstairs, I'll hear, "Avast virus database has been updated." And I'll say downstairs, "Thank you, Clarice," looking upstairs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's getting... Even when I'm in company, I'll still... It's like I can't get it out of my body now.
Wow.
Yeah. That's another admission.
Oh, yeah. What, like a bug?
Yeah. And that's how we bring it back to bug.
360.
This is a lesson in 360-ness from Wat and Eric.
I'm the king of the Segway. I'll be such a good talk show host.
Speaking of Segways...
Wait. Oh, that was so swift. So swift. Guess what else is swift? This segue.
Wait.
Alright, we're gonna. New feature.
Oh.
Amrik, you're a film buff.
Yep.
Movie of the week. The movie that maybe the listeners of. The fantastic listeners of my podcast. Not the listeners of my fantastic podcast, but the fantastic listeners.
You're the ones who are fantastic, guys.
Of this podcast. I'm not going to call it mine. Let's not get that into it. Fantastic listeners of this podcast maybe have not seen.
Okay. A film I saw a couple of days ago, Detachment.
How is that?
It came out in the cinema about a year ago, but I don't think many people saw it. It's about Adrian Brody's the main character.
Who's that?
He's the guy who looks like a white version of me, I've been told by two casting directors.
What have you been in?
The Pianist... he's that really skinny and tall, Adrian Brody. Got long face, about 34.
Does he look like you the same way that
he looks the most like me out of celebrities?
The same way that what's his name? One minute. I'm not gonna get his name.
You better not insult me, you better not say someone
What's the name of the dude? It looks like Robert De Niro.
I don't know who looks like Robert De Niro.
The guy that I always say looks like they're brothers. They're probably brothers. They've got the same mouth, they talk the same way, they sound the same. You know the guy.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking. I disagree. I remember disagreeing.
He's screaming. He's the dad in Kicking and Screaming. You know him. His name is not Philip Seymour Hoffman, but he's got a name like that. Not triple. It's not no three names.
So how's it like Philip Seymour Hoffman's name?
But it's like those kind of names.
What else has he been in?
It's not Hugh Jackman, obviously. He's been in lots of stuff.
Just name one more film.
He's in John Q. He's the police officer in John Q, the commissioner.
Alright, one more, another thing.
Oh, man. Oh, this is so horrible, because I keep mixing him up with Rob De Niro.
He won't be look like Robert De Niro. Whoever it is, it won't be Robert De Niro.
Have you got your phone?
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh.
While you're talking, I'm going to just look it up.
Alright.
I've left my phone in the mixing room.
Oh, I have to unlock it. Now this is a technical workshop.
Just give you a review of Untouchables. All right.
So Detachment.
It's a terrible background. You got a Chelsea logo.
Of course, I've got the Chelsea badge as my background.
Don't even touch it.
It's all right. It's good. Everyone likes Chelsea.
Ugh.
All right. So Detachment. It's a film about a teacher, a supply teacher, basically, and he's all detached from society. He's a bit messed up in the head, and he sort of just wanders around from school to school being a supply teacher. And it's got him in it. It's got Christina Hendricks of Mad Men fame. She's like another teacher. And it's just a beautiful film. I like films that are sort of a bit depressing and a bit sort of dark and gloomy. And it's got that kind of feel to it. If you've seen the film Half Nelson with Ryan Gosling.
Robert De Niro
does not look like Robert De Niro. They just got the same name.
Robert De Niro.
Now I remember the argument we had.
Mate, they are twins.
Oh my god! Because they're both in The Godfather, and they don't look the same.
I didn't even know they're both in The Godfather.
Well, you thought it was the same actor, multi-rolling.
Yeah, probably because I thought it was the same actor.
You thought it was an Eddie Murphy movie where he was doing a family scene around the table.
They are the same person.
No, they're not.
No, they are, mate.
They're not aged well. Different. Like Robert De Niro's aged a different way to how De Niro's aged. This is painful.
Obviously, we do. I have this thing where I tell you that a lot of actors look the same, but then all of it was legitimised when I mentioned Patricia Arquette and Vera Farmiga. Bam, take that.
Alright, they look the same.
They're the same person.
Yeah.
Could you differentiate? I've done a guessing game with you. You couldn't differentiate.
Yeah, it's true.
They're the same person.
Yeah, I'll give you that one, but I'm not giving you Duvall and De Niro.
Why not?
Because they don't look the same and they're so different.
They've got the same voice, they've got the same face.
Like, they've got different shaped heads. De Niro's is like a square.
The only difference is that Duvall has a pointy head.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
That's the only one.
It's a big difference. And he's lost his hair and De Niro's kept his hair.
It's the only difference, mate.
No. No. Come on. Anyway, go watch Detachment. It's good. If you like dark, depressing films, it's good.
Another one. Give him another one.
Give him another one.
And try and do it in the style of Mark Kermode.
Another good film. Okay.
What was the film of the year?
It's not Batman. So let's just stamp them fires out before you pipe up with that stuff. I don't know. I saw Adam Sandler's new film.
No, I don't even. Don't.
That upset
don't,
me. No, have you seen it?
Which one? He's
my. That's
he's
my boy.
My boy. Don't.
Have you seen it?
No, don't.
Oh, you should see it though.
No,
you should see it in the same way.
Don't even talk about it.
You should see it in the same way we saw Jack and Jill.
No, I'm not going through that.
It's better than Jack and Jill.
If I ever see Al Pacino, I'm going to call him Dunk.
Dunk, yeah.
I'm going to call him... You have to watch Jack and Jill to get the reference, but don't watch Jack and Jill.
But if you watch it, just stick through it. Just bear through it until the ending, because it's worth it.
Nah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to lose respect for someone that you had respect for.
Yeah, or just type in Al Pacino Dunkachino into YouTube and see what happens.
No, but you have to understand.
It's true, you need the build up.
You need the backstory to it.
So they should see it, really.
Watch Jack and Jill, everyone.
Just watch it.
And then send me all your hate mail. All hate mail to @AmRichWork on Twitter.
Nah, don't send that.
All hate mail to @AmRichWork on Twitter.
But on the other side, do follow me on Twitter @AmRichWork.
Now, what's the worst film you've seen this year? If you haven't listened to previous episodes of the podcast, Amrik is a film snob. Don't call yourself a buff, he's a film snob.
Not entirely a snob.
He's a snob, go on.
Not entirely a snob.
Go on, what's the worst film you've seen this year?
Might be Jack and Jill. Did we see that this year? Yeah, we saw it this year. It's probably so. Jack and Jill. But I love Adam Sandler so much, I can forgive him for it.
What?
I forgive him. Like, I love Adam Sandler.
You serious?
Yeah, I love Adam Sandler. Like, I watched like Big Daddy, like, or I had it on VHS. I watched it all the time.
For some reason, when he's doing the speech, I was like 9, so don't even bloody try it. I was at 9, and when he's doing the speech in the court, one single tear.
Oh, I cried.
For no reason. Yeah. I don't even know why. I'm like, what?
It's an emotional moment.
I think it was when he started calling his dad or something.
Yeah. It's touching. It's a touching film. It's a funny film. Adam Sandler's done some great films.
That's the only... not Little Nicky as well.
Little Nicky's not that good.
Isn't that good. I liked it when I was younger, but I watched it recently.
But Happy Gilmore. That's classic.
That's crap.
Big Daddy's classic. Warboy.
That's crap.
And then he can really act. Like
Punch Out Love.
And Rain Over Me.
No.
Watched it. And also Funny People, which he did recently. He did good acting in that,
that's
though.
Not good.
But he was good acting
you
in
don't
that.
You don't mix the comedy crews.
No, you do.
No, you don't.
Because the Apatow and the Happy Madison family are close anyway. They overlap now.
Nah.
It's making more work.
Yeah, also the Will Ferrell and Apatow crew are similar as well.
So they mixed? Yeah, they
you
mixed.
Don't mix.
Then you wouldn't have got films like Zoolander and stuff.
Nah. That was before they had Clicks. That was before the Clicks.
Nah.
That was before Clicks. Because Owen Wilson, he's in the Vince Vaughn crew. He's firmly in the Vince Vaughn crew.
Owen Wilson, no, he's in the with Wes Anderson as well. He's in that crew, the Wes Anderson crew.
No, but not Wes isn't in the comedy crew. He hasn't got a comedy crew. Wes has got a crew of films at making people, but he's not in the comedy crew. The crews are.
All right, let's do the crews. Vince Vaughn crew,
Adam Sandler crew, Judd Apatow crew, and Will Ferrell crew.
All right, but mix because it makes it interesting. Mix now and again, I say.
Yeah. And then there were 3 blonde ladies.
Which crew would you like to be in?
In the John Apatow movies, who look exactly the same.
Yeah, which crew would you like to be in if you had to make films?
Will Ferrell crew.
Really?
100% Will Ferrell. He's supposed to Chelsea, you'd want to be in
there. Yeah, I suppose.
You'd want to be in there. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, in between scenes, just.
But they're not on the way up.
Having a little kick
about. I might pick the Apatow crew. Because they're making the movies at the moment that are getting the most recognition.
I reckon they're going to run out of steam.
Yeah?
They're running out of steam already. Will Ferrell, he's got jokes of days, mate.
That's true, yeah, it does have.
He's got jokes of days.
His new film looks good, doesn't it? The campaign.
No, it doesn't.
It's straight up.
No.
Straight up shot down.
Wait, shall I tell you why?
Why?
Steve Carell's in it. And the only good thing Steve Carell's ever done.
Which crew are you putting him in?
Crap crew. Bloody hell.
Him and, like, he's in Tina Fey, they're together, they're part of a crew.
No, they're not part of a crew.
They're not?
Part of the crap crew, bloody hell. The only good thing he's ever done.
Hang on, this is going to be bad as well.
No, the only thing.
He's done more than one good film. I'm
4-year-old version.
Dan in real life. Good acting in that serious film.
Yeah, but that wasn't a comedy.
That wasn't a comedy.
That actually was a really good movie. That was a really, really good movie.
Yeah, I love that.
For some reason, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, plays his brother or something.
And have you seen Mr. Brooks?
No.
With the unageable Kevin Costner.
He is unageable, isn't he?
He hasn't aged.
Yeah.
I watched JFK. I'm still afraid of that movie. Not of anything, but I'm just in a constant state of fear and paranoia since I watched JFK. The director's cut as well, so this is like 4 hours long.
So you dedicated a day to that?
I watched it in quite a few sittings as well. I had to stop and leave. But I was so scared watching that.
Yeah.
And since then, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the Pesci character with the hair. I don't know whether it's... Oh, I'm getting chills. I don't know whether it's the cutout that they used on the cover of Time.
Yeah.
Of Oswald. I don't know whether it's like Gary Oldman plays...
Maybe it was all of these things
Gary
together.
Gary Oldman's weird accent while playing him, right? But I don't know if it's the fact that if you see the front cover of Time and the way he did it, the shadow on his face is like from a directly above shadow, but his shadow of his body is from its angle. It's on an angle to his left.
Photoshop.
I don't know what it is about that picture on the front cover of Time, but it scared the bejesus out of me. Just thinking about it now, I'm afraid. Thinking about the conspiracy with By the way, the movie, you know, the government probably just killed him on their own, to be honest with you. I reckon it was the driver. But anyway.
let's just answer that straight away.
But nah, man, that was scary. What was I going on? All right, so I saw JFK, and then I saw Mr. Brooks, and I was like, this man hasn't aged.
Yeah.
He hasn't aged, like, a day. And I think he's also in The Company Men, or The Company Man.
Looks his exact same.
Ben Stiller, have you seen it?
No.
All right, the movie is basically Ben Stiller. It's 2007, like you know, like March 2007. Everything's great. Ben Stiller's like a big business guy in like a big company that sells bits of arms to people, right? Like normally, he's, you know, he's got a kid, he's got a wife, he's got a Porsche. You know, he's a dude. He makes $140 a year. Right, you know, he's got a 401k. I don't know what that is, but they mentioned
sounded good
in American movies, like some sort of pension plan or something. You know what I mean? Is it financial crash? Bam!
Oh, snap!
He lost his job.
How's he gonna handle it?
He lost his job.
What? But he needs his job to pay for things and buy food.
House. Guess what?
What's he gonna do with his family?
The thing in this movie that the thing they overlooked is, I don't care about someone that used to make $140,000 a year and now doesn't have a job.
Okay.
The whole movie is like, sympathise with this man, you know, he's trying to deal with his family. If you made...
Can't you find any compassion award here?
No. If you made £140,000 and then you couldn't... And you wouldn't take a job that was 120 because you're making 140. Not even that. You've made £140,000 a year and you lose your job. And you're like, oh, I'm struggling to pay for my Porsche. Your lifestyle is at a point where you have to maintain it. And I've got no sympathy for you. Because you're thinking, I've got to pay this house payment for this huge house I've got. I can't afford it. Whereas, you know, in week two of you losing your job, if you and your family would have just moved out into a flat that normal people lived in, and you sold your Porsche, and you just got yourself a little, I mean, just a Ford Fiesta, you would have lived. But guess what? You got, the working man. He's not the working man, bruv.
True that.
He's not a working man. He's a big, like, vice president of some company. That movie's, like, I think they overlooked the fact that I don't care about the character. A lot of us are not going to care about the character because there's no sympathy with people like him. None at all.
Wow.
Get me?
Slammed. And
guess what's in the movie?
What?
Morale boosting black guy.
Oh, that's new. It's a new idea.
Yeah.
Don't see that often, do you?
No, you don't. You don't see it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because as we know, black people either have magical powers or super strength, give the advice of, like in Rudy.
Yeah.
In Rudy, I watched that a couple of days ago. What does he do? Give an inspirational speech to Rudy.
Oh, they're good at speeches.
We are.
Oh, no. We are. You should tap yourself on the back for that.
Thank you.
And very musical as well.
Yeah, very musical.
A lot of musical roles.
Or we play a character that's life is changed by white people.
Yep.
I was talking to this, about this with at Mo Sheen on Twitter, because he was watching a movie, I forgot what it was, but it was probably any movie, and it was about racism in World War Two, you know, black people, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, at the end, white people were heroes, as usual.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude, I've got a list. I've got a list of these movies. And the list includes, it has to include the teacher ones. You know, the white teacher comes into the black school.
Yeah.
That whole storyline. It includes Cry Freedom, with Denzel Washington playing Steve Biko. Steve Biko, the real South African hero of the anti-apartheid movement, the real hero, not Nelson Mandela, who privatized and sold off all the natural resources when he said he wasn't going to since 6 weeks before he came out of jail.
People of South Africa.
That's terrible.
That's a little Nelson Mandela impression.
Hello, I am Nelson Mandela.
People of South Africa.
No, you don't.
I am Nelson Mandela.
That
sounds quite good. Sounds like Nelson Mandela.
You sound Indian.
No, Nelson Mandela.
His voice is very breathy.
I am Nelson Mandela.
That's better. But now you sound like Pat's African.
Alright, we don't want to go there.
Which is like Jamaican.
Okay, Awade.
African.
I will stop doing the Nelson Mandela voice now.
This just sounds goodbye. Like whispering. It sounds like you whispering now.
No, this is me whispering. Hello, alright, and that. My name's Amrik Whispering. See?
My name's Amrik Whispering.
Yeah.
Wow.
Different.
Anyway, so yeah, so Denzel Washington plays a character. Guess what happens in the movie? Steve Biko dies. He dies, by the way, in real life.
Spoiler alert to actual history.
Murdered by the police during the apartheid era of South Africa. But Steve Biko dies a third of the way through the movie. And guess who the rest of the hero is for the rest of the movie?
You're thinking, this movie can't go on. How are they going to continue it?
White guy.
Oh, white guy.
Blood Diamond. Who's the hero in that movie?
Or Scobby the white guy.
Even though he was a bad guy for most of it, at the end, he... You know...
But, I mean, if I see Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm going to think hero, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes a good hero, does old Leo.
I think he could play a really good bad guy.
Yeah, I think he will.
I reckon he could play a really good bad guy.
He likes picking different roles. He'll do that.
He's got good eyes for an actor. He acts a lot with his eyes. Inception's brilliant. I think it was a bit cold on the... Like, there were some bits of the emotional bit with his wife in Inception where I felt for him. And there were some bits where they didn't develop it enough, probably because the studio were like, yo, Chris.
Wrap it up, mate, wrap it up.
Yeah, it's already 2:40, you got to do something about this. And then he was like, what? So we had to take out some of the development of their relationship.
Yeah.
But there were some bits, like, the bit in which she did something.
Oh, you're not giving too much away there.
Nah.
Good.
The bit in which she did something.
And then something happened to the characters. Events then happened.
That I was like, holy crap, how's he going to deal with that? Yeah. I mean, but then some of the other stuff, like towards the end, I was a bit cold towards it. But yeah. Like the last scene of it, obviously,
you're back on track.
Yeah, I was back on track. I was emotional. Like I felt the emotion. But yeah, Leo could play a really good bad guy.
So yeah, if you're listening, casting directors,
cast Leonardo DiCaprio as a thing, and Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Cast me just so we can play football in between.
And cast me if you need a funny Indian looking guy.
Actually, Will Ferrell, I can do a motivational speech.
Oh, and he's musical.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine a funny musical speech?
And I've got super strength.
Yeah, you could do a lot of green screening and stuff.
Google Spike Lee's theory on the magical Negro in movies.
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
Alright.
This has just been random talk.
This has, but there hasn't been any structure.
None.
How long has it been? About 45 minutes?
What?
What, it's been more than 45 minutes? Hour.
Alright, so the song at the beginning is about, I reckon, about 30 to 40 seconds.
The song at the beginning, which is Me I Be, Amrika I Be, Brown Power Man.
Alright, that's about 30 to 40 seconds. Don't look at a clock to try and... No, don't even try it.
I just looked at a clock.
Alright, we're not going to tell you, we're not going to talk about, you know, who's won, but Amrit, guess.
I think about 1.5 hours.
No, you can't do that now, you said 45 minutes at first. 45 minutes.
No, an hour was my initial guess, an hour.
1 hour 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, but you're experienced
and
in this.
And the only way to find out, this is interaction.
Yeah.
Is by looking at the time. But taking away 40 minutes for the song.
You have to do a bit of maths, maybe.
And also, remember, comment on the iTunes thing.
And follow Amrik
Verk.
Follow Amrik Verk on Twitter. It's funny.
Like
it's lots
Facebook.
Of good stuff.
Post my music, please. My mixtape. The link to my mixtape. Tell people to donate if they can. And also, send me in some questions on the contact form on my website for the podcast so that I can answer your questions. If you have any questions about what I do.
Tiling roofs. I'm tiling my roof. Got any tips? So I'll sort something out.
You know what? That's perfect. Now seriously, send me random questions.
If someone did send that out, what would you say? Let's go now. I'm tiling my roof because I need a new roof and that. What should I do? What would you say?